can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie at MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Sorry. She stepped out.
Yeah.
And you're reading.
All right. Let's see. Can we go to the phones there, Trixie? All right. It was Jeff. Is that it? Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Morning, Jeff.
Good. So, just so you know, yesterday I couldn't spell electrician. Today I are one. Can I come to work for you?
Sure. Sure. We can do that.
Brother. So I want to know more about this labor camp.
Oh, the labor camp deal. Okay, so during the break we were talking about a little bit more. Robbie doesn't like the idea of calling it labor camp. I'm not sure. What was the problem with the labor camp?
The fact that you have to put people in it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's probably not good.
So and camp insinuates that they could actually take a nap there.
What is she doing?
Does that include protein drinks?
Yes, it would. Well, yeah, and plenty of water. That I think that'd be about it.
Yeah,
yeah, water, just like
you really got to think this through now.
No, well, actually, no, we don't. Just if you show up, we'll put you to work. You know, and that's pretty much the extent of it. So
yeah, but you want me to pay you to come to?
Well, of course. Yeah, we'll invoice you before you start. So you have to prepay. So
cash up front,
no refunds.
Is there massages at the end of the day?
Oh no!
I want to know.
If you were to do it yourself,
depends who you got at home.
You got to go home.
We didn't call it labor spa.
Is there steam rooms? Come on.
There is down here.
There is a steam room, and it depends on if we put you in the attic and what time of the day we put you in the attic.
I opened up an attic hatch the other day and was almost overwhelmed.
By the amount of heat coming out of it? Yeah.
Oh, man, isn't that something?
So, and then we also have we also have an itching program you can do, and that's where we have you put fiberglass insulation in an attic. So then,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. That's the dance studio.
Yeah, that's it. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a dance. What's really worse when it's 110 and you get up there with the insulation on you, it just kind of, your pores open up because of the heat, and it just kind of soaks in and you itch for the rest of the day.
Exactly. Exactly. Ow.
I just had to know about the labor camps.
Okay, good. Well, once we have it fully operational, then we'll let you know. And then you can come out and at least give it a test ride, see how it works.
All right. Thanks
there
a lot.
Sound like a plan?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, it won't be like leg day or arm day. It'll be drywall day.
Yeah. Roofing day.
Roofing day.
And then we have the attic insulation
there
day.
There we go.
So yeah, and we can just rotate through all these different things. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, and I actually believe that's a big reason why every coming out of high school or college, it does not hurt, or not coming out of college, but at least through college on your summer breaks, if you can, working construction is good because it's amazing what you will learn. And then once you get to that point where, you're ready to buy your first house or hell, even living in an apartment, you know how things work. You have a better understanding. so you can kind of run to Home Depot and or a box store and get what you need. You know what I mean? And do it right. But
yep.
And you sure aren't going to learn it right on YouTube or DIY.
You might see how it goes together, but you don't have the mechanical skills to actually execute what you're watching.
Well, so, you didn't touch it.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of just construction in general and figuring out what something is touching it.
Right.
Does it feel flush? Does it feel plumb? Is it rough on this side versus smooth on the other? Because I may know how to put maybe a granite countertop in,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know which side to use.
Right.
No one's telling me, hey, you got to use. I mean, right. Common sense, yeah, but at the same time, it wouldn't be called common sense if everybody actually had it.
No. Well,
there's nothing common about common sense, mm-hmm. that's for sure.
That's true. So, and then we could have deck building day. I think that'll be our starter package there.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
3 days out of the week.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No, you do it all just like you would build anything. You start with digging ditches, pouring footings. Then you do your foundation or stem wall. Then you go to floor framing and you work all the way up.
Yep. I agree. This is a great program.
And when it's all done in 2 weeks, you got your tiny house.
There it is. See, there's the payoff at the end.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You drive away with your very own tiny house.
Yes. This is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. We've got a whole new business plan here that we just wrote.
Well, what I like about I'm one of those people that if you want a job anywhere, go be an intern.
Mm-hmm.
Go sweep some floors. Go do the job that nobody else wants to do.
Right.
I want to be a baker. Screw going to culinary school.
Yep.
What I will do is I will show up and say, hey, you guys need the trash taken out. You guys need to sweep the floor. That kind of thing. Because you get to see exactly what you're doing.
Right.
If I come over to you as a day laborer and just say, look, let me hump some products and let me clean some stuff. Let me take mm-hmm. the trash out. Eventually, I will see, okay, do I want to move more towards electricity? Do I want to move towards carpentry?
Yep.
You start to feel where your skills are lacking and where they're actually growing. Because you'll get a firsthand. Yeah, you may not have to finish a job, but mm-hmm. you'll be with somebody that will show you how to start it.
Right.
And yeah, you can walk away tomorrow, but you at least know how to start it. You've seen it. You're not doing the 10,000-hour our deal, but you're at least
like you say, working for a remodeling contractor is best because you get to wear all those different hats and you get some different idea of how you're going to, you know, what you like and don't like.
Right. And then once you
and the other thing is that everybody thinks construction is just for anybody that doesn't finish school. So, you know, if you work construction for a year and you hate it, then maybe it'll motivate you to actually get better grades and finish school and then go back into construction because you can't find a job in your degree.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've got college people working there, college educated people working with us. And we even had one guy that had a doctorate that was working with us.
Well, just because
construction workers have at least some college education.
Exactly. But just because you have knowledge doesn't mean you have the skills. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of just starting with and getting something. There's a lot of people that are just tangible learners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may know the concept and everything else, but it doesn't come full circle until you actually touch it.
Right.
Until you actually line up the nail to fire it in there. I mean, the first time I used an automatic or an air pressure nail gun,
mm-hmm.
I was scared. Because you see it in the movies. You see it, like, shoot through wood and get it right in somebody's finger. Yeah. But you start getting more comfortable. Yeah, I may know what a nail gun does. I may know how to aim it. I may know that there's a safety on the end of it. But until I actually sit there and just start banging in a few in there, I'm just as a stranger that anybody else walking off the street would be.
Right, yeah. And a lot of those air nailers do not have the necessary safeties.
Yeah, or they tape them down.
Yeah, but I had a guy, he kept the finger, he kept the trigger pulled and he could just bounce it, you know. But then he was shooting down some subfloor and someone yelled at him and he kept his finger on it and he turned. And he shot the nail right through his foot. Because it hit it, it caught the edge of his boot and it fired it right through.
Yeah.
So then we had to take the take the
cat's paw
and a pry bar and pry it out so that he we
Ouch.
Can yeah so it's not good it's not that's not not the way to go so you know there are safety measures with some of that stuff that can be defeated easily too so you got
to
be careful.
But that's what I mean is it's a whole it's alien to somebody mm-hmm. even you could watch as many videos as you want but I could watch as many videos as I want on the surface of Mars but until I get there I have no idea
right all right we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with more right after this you are listening to
Mighty House
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
.com.
.com.
All right. We need to take care of some personal business here. But
what?
Aaron, are you there?
Hello? Is this the Mr. Floor hotline?
Yes, this is the Mr. Floor hotline.
Very funny.
Oh, awesome. did I win some cleaner?
Sure. Yeah, we'll hook you up if you want. But this,
perfect.
This is
What's
the
going on, Ron?
This is the Mr. Floor helpline in reverse. See, because normally you would call the hotline to get a help on this end. But what I did was I requested Mr. Floor call the office so I could get help on my end. So here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you ready for this? You kind of know how our kitchen floor might need a little bit of help. It's like worn in areas.
Uh-huh. Okay. I've heard that a handful of times.
So okay.
I've been told that I'm not allowed to look at it.
Correct. Okay, so now here's the deal. We took off for the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and then the boss came uh-huh. home to the water line on the fridge had popped. So, So the wood floor in the kitchen, let's say, has slight cupping in it now because it had water running on it for 3 days.
Ooh.
So I put a fan on it, but I don't think that's going to work. I mean, at what point can you sand the floor out versus having to replace it? So there's the roundabout way of bringing you into this and saying, do I have to replace all that wood, or can you sand it?
Is it solid oak?
It depends on how badly cupped it is and if it's holding the moisture.
Okay.
Because it's got to dry out. I mean, the cupping is one thing, and if it's minorly cupped, you can sand it out as long as it's dry. But if it's not dry and you sand it, you're going to end up having the opposite effect, and you're going to have what's called crowning where the center raises up. So we got to take a look at it, throw a moisture meter on there and see where we're at.
Okay. So
just for a vocab term, what do you mean by cupping?
Okay. The growth rings.
Cupping is the edges of the board are raised.
And it's down in the middle.
So it looks like a cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like they go like that. And long way, down the long way of the board.
So they're not bowing in the middle. It's the edges are writhed.
The edges are curling up. Yeah. So.
Right, exactly.
And that happened pretty much underneath the refrigerator and then about out 6 feet and then down the kitchen 6 feet. So it's just a small area.
You're right. So keep the fan going on it.
Okay.
And we'll set a time for me to come out, and I'll put a moisture meter on it.
Okay.
See what we got.
All right. So then, now here's the other thing. That's not just, of course, the kitchen floor goes into the hallway and into the front room and into
of course
the
it does.
It goes throughout the whole house in the dining room. So can you stop that, or do we have to go and sand the entire first floor again?
Probably be sanding the entire first floor. So when are you going on vacation?
Oh, boy.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh, no. I guess the floors
are homeowners insurance.
It depends on the direction of the floor and if there's a place to stop.
Oh, okay. Well, I think like the doorway going toward, it's like there, you know, runs parallel with the one wall. So we might be able to stop it on that one spot. You'll have to take a look at it. So,
yeah, but you're still going to see the difference between where we sanded and where we didn't, but I get it. So yeah. We'll take a look at it.
Okay. All right. So so in order, if you have a water leak and your refrigerator leaks water all over your wood floor, put a fan on it, which I did. And then let that go.
If you have a dehumidifier, that's going to help too. But then you want to isolate the room,
right?
Because you don't want to try and dehumidify your entire house.
I turned on the air conditioning to try and do that.
There you go.
So that's what I had done with it. So hopefully that works too. So
yeah.
Okay. And MrFloor.com. What's the phone number if somebody else was goofy enough to let their refrigerator run on their floor for 3 days?
847-674-7500.
Cool. All right. All right. I'll check in with you later, and we'll set up a time for you to come out and make fun of me.
It's not funny.
All right.
Nice.
Cool. Believe me, I get this call a lot.
I know. And you know, the thing is, I always tell people, if you're going to leave for a couple of days, just turn the water main off so that you don't have these problems. Well, I didn't do that. I just left. Like, nothing ever happens. It'll be fine. But had I turned the water main off before I left.
It'll only happen when you're out of town, Ron.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know. So, all right, cool. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
See you, Aaron.
Thank you.
So there's another good reason. So then, you know, I was still gone, and the boss, she said, what do I do? I said, well, just turn it off. And she said it doesn't turn off because the valve was frozen on there because I hadn't touched a thing in, you know, 10 years maybe because it was fine.
Well, you're not doing your weekly refrigerator maintenance?
No. The water lines always
weekly?
Just go.
Weekly?
That's a weekly check.
Okay, what is your weekly refrigerator maintenance?
I'm being facetious. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I haven't turned that valve since I put the thing in. I turned it on, hooked it up, it was done.
No, you only check it when there's actual water. And
right.
Most of the time you kick it, you're like, it's just an ice cube. And
right.
You kick it under the...
So, you know, she tried turning and it was frozen in position, so she couldn't do it. And then I told her to throw the water main, and she couldn't get that to go either because I haven't turned that off in forever. So...
Well, valve maintenance is at least a yearly type of thing.
To go around and turn everything on and off, make sure it works. Don't do it on a Sunday when there's no plumber around,
yeah.
Or you're going to have to pay double time. So,
do you have, for some of your valves, do you actually have like grease spigots for it or anything like that? Just pump grease into it?
Mm-mm. No, they're not that big.
Okay.
They're not those Navy kind.
Yeah, exactly. Well... Sometimes it's the other thing is I bet you turned it all the way up too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So when you turn a valve, you turn it all the way up and then you take it back a quarter.
Okay.
To make sure that you don't lock it up, where you've always got that wiggle room that you can kind of pry it open.
Okay.
So whenever, unless it's like a butterfly valve, I mean, if it's just one that you just got the Teleflex or whatever.
It's a gate valve or a ball valve.
Exactly. You always turn it all the way to the furthest, mm-hmm. and then you come back a quarter turn.
Okay.
That way you always have something at least loose to where it's not. What happens if you turn it the wrong way the first time? You're tightening it even more than where it is. So. So
lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Exactly. Unless you're upside down.
Did you guys get to the question about the wax ring for the toilet?
No.
Okay. Kathy Kramer wants to know what's the name of the non-wax ring for the toilet.
Oh, that's Santa Seal.
Sani Seal.
That's the one that looks like a green donut, right?
Yes, it's the green donut one, and they are very cool. And especially if like you're doing the bathroom, let's say you've got one bathroom in the house. And you're remodeling it. You've got to take that toilet out because you're doing the floor, doing the walls. So you got to take it out and work, but you want to put it back in at night. you can use one of those Sani Seal gaskets on the toilet, and you can just keep reusing that while you're redoing that bathroom. And then that way you've got a toilet at night and you can reset it. So you use that one gasket, right. And it's kind of like a Nerf ball with a rubber coating on it. So it's pretty cool, and they work really well. And they come with their own bolt kit if you want to use the bolt kit too. So Sani Seal. And if you're a guy doing service work, you can put those in the truck, and even in the middle of winter, they're still going to work. You have a wax ring that sits in the truck, and it's 10 degrees out. You've got a brick, and you've got to warm that thing up before you can reset a toilet. So, you know, the wax rings will freeze, and the Sani Seals won't. So there you go. Or if it's really hot out in Florida, I'm sure you get a wax puddle.
Yeah.
if you leave that in your truck in Florida.
Believe me, you put a candle out there on this, you know,
On
a driveway while you're cleaning out your car.
Yeah.
Somebody that you just organize their house,
right?
And you have the car full of stuff, and you put everything in your driveway to organize what goes to the dog shelter and what goes to Goodwill and what goes to the Girl Scouts. And by the time you get back to the candle,
yeah.
It had melted all over the linens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
That's how it shouldn't work, but yeah.
So if you're wasting a bunch of money on wax rings because they're frozen and or melting on you, Sani Seal's another way to go. So that's cool.
Right.
You know, we haven't given out the phone number in a long time.
No?
No, because we are forgetting that we need to ask people to call us.
Okay.
Because we're here to help, you know?
Yeah.
So we are here to help people. And if you have any question, I mean, you can...
drop us an email.
At robbie@mightyhouse.net.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for us on Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook and do Facebook Live, as Kathy just did about the Sani Seal.
Right.
Or you can call us at 877-711-5611. There's benefits to each of these three ways.
Of communication.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The benefit to this is that you can explain.
Explain?
I knew you were going to do that. That's why I left you that extra second. Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
You got some explaining to do.
Yes. Uh-huh. So call us at 877-711-5611. Now's a good time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's about 30 minutes left of the show, so that's it. You got something going on this weekend you need help with. I was going to say that, you know, it's time to get out there and start doing the rotten wood repair and start painting, but it's 50 degrees out. So if it gets a little bit warmer, I mean, you're okay. As long as it's above 45, 50, you can go ahead and start painting. And doing it in cooler temperatures is actually better right now because it takes a little bit longer for it to dry so it can cure properly. If it's really hot out, that paint dries really fast and it doesn't really stick and hold as well. So you want it to, you want to slow down that curing process. And by applying it in a 50-degree weather, that's really a good way to go. So get out there, start doing that painting stuff. If you've got rotten wood, try AZAC boards instead of putting real wood back in there if you're painting. So we'll talk more right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live. MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
You would go to mightyhouse.net, click on the contacts page, first, last name, email, click on submit, boom, done.
Done.
Every Friday, you get an email letting you know what's going to be on the show Saturday.
That's right.
Ish.
Ish, kind of, hopefully. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. You have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, on the Twitter, we were talking about our new remodeling workout program that we were starting earlier in the hour. Mm-hmm. And Trucker Mike put on there, Mighty House Workouts, Ron and Rich will get you ripped. Most likely the skin on your hands and your arms. Bring Band-Aids.
And gloves.
Yeah, there you go.
That's wrong. So,
no, that's good. I like that, Trucker Mike.
No, bring your own PPE.
Oh, what?
PPE?
PPE.
Personal protective equipment.
Oh, there you go. See, he's all these fancy acronyms on me. I don't know. You want safety equipment, right?
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Okay. That I can do. What you writing there, Robbie? Taking notes for something.
I am.
You got like all kinds of stuff going on over there. I don't know what you're doing.
Don't you worry about it. I'm on top of things.
Show
here.
And a show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
I'm on top of things.
You are.
I am.
And since we're not going anywhere at the moment anyway,
right?
Just before I forget, I got to wish a buddy of mine a happy birthday today. So done.
Excellent. A buddy of yours? You want to say his name?
Yeah. I just did.
You said a buddy of yours.
Burke. I'm sorry?
Burke.
All right, cool. All right.
We just call him Taliban.
I won't ask.
Thank you.
I won't ask.
It's just a nickname.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. There was one thing that we got posted up there, and that was a picture of that got some action yesterday. That Will posted a picture of a missing siding on a house. This is looked like a brand new house that had a return wall, which meant it went back into the roof, like on a dorm or something. They did the brick face, the stone face of it, but then on the return, they couldn't put any stone there because there's nothing to set the stone on. So that would have to have been plywood and siding there to finish that space off.
Must not have been in the quote.
Obviously not, because you see the studs when the wall was framed up in the picture, and you can tell the painter came by and painted it all. But he painted the studs and the backside of the drywall.
Well, I just sprayed it when they sprayed this off it.
Right. They just sprayed it all, but it all got painted. But they never put the siding on. So then, on top of that, the roofer comes in and does his job. And normally where that roof meets the wall, you have some step flashing there. So he put the step flashing in like he was supposed to. But it goes against the floor, or it goes against the roof. But then where the wall is, he just left it kind of hanging out there.
They put a nail at the stud.
Okay. So he got a couple.
Yeah, the flashing that hit the one stud, he put a nail in that one. But you notice, too, the wall's not even insulated.
No, right. That's the other
Which
part.
Is just as well, because that would have soaked up some of the water.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, there's stuff like that that happens. And Rich and I were talking, I think it was before the show, about that. How does that happen?
It's just not good.
So.
Just people don't care. You know, the roofer's there to do the roof. You would think he'd have gone down and said to the builder or whatever, hey, you know, there's no sheathing on the sidewall up there.
Right.
Not my job.
Yeah.
That or the builder's just that bad.
Well, and then
seen that too, so.
The mason was up there. The painter was up there.
Nobody says anything?
And what about the guy hanging the drywall? When he hung the drywall from inside, he was looking outside right then. Before he put the drywall up, you could see outside at that spot.
But what I've always seen is, or people say, that's not part of the plan. That's not what I'm supposed to do here on this blueprint.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing. I've gotten that from a couple union guys where they were just like, no, I can't move this switch three inches over because that's not what the plan says. I am only contracted to do what the plan says.
Right.
So maybe that was the plan and somebody just messed it up.
Well, there was no call out for siding or sheathing on that, but you would think when they were framing the walls, they would have sheeted that part because they had to sheet the underneath the. Well, you would assume they sheeted the walls underneath the stone brickwork, so they just didn't put that piece around the corner. Yeah,
that or that house breathes well.
Well, yeah, but if you look at the bottom edge of those studs, right where it meets the, you can see that there's mold and mildew starting to grow. On the studs there too. So
Well, his caption and what Will put on there was, you know, thank God for drones or whatever, you
right.
know, but, and it's funny because, I mean, it's, that's what I'm doing Monday is I've got to go out and I got to video four more roofs because we do that after we call it dry in. We put down the first layer of peel and stick,
yeah,
which has flashed up our walls then and it. I go out and video all that, fly right. the drone around the houses so because we're not allowed to walk the roofs, you know.
Right, yeah, for insurance reasons.
Insurance purposes. So anyway, yeah, we video all that stuff so we have documentation of it.
And see, but I think that's where the other part of this is people think, oh, I'm buying a brand new house. I don't need to worry about this. It's okay. It's a brand new house. But there's things like
inspections.
That. And they don't need an inspection because it's a brand new house. I don't need an inspection. I think you do need an inspection because you got to make sure that stuff like that doesn't happen. So just because it's a brand new house doesn't mean it's built right or that it's going to pass inspection. I'm sure that the building inspectors that listen will call and tell you that they find stuff all the time on a brand new house. So
oh, yeah.
that things get missed. It's not an assembly line like your car or truck that came down the assembly line and one person was in charge of putting that one part on and it kept moving. The house is just, mm-hmm. it's custom built and it shows up different every day and you just don't know what one guy does to the next guy and, you know, things like that get missed. So it's something to watch out for. So the other thing I was wanting to talk to you about, Rich, is terrazzo. And terrazzo was, mm-hmm. what's that been around since the 40s or something or maybe longer than that?
Or probably longer than that, yeah. Long Early. Time.
So they used to
and
make.
Chicago actually probably uses it more than anywhere else. And then that Chicago terrazzo and marble supply, that is like, yeah. a great place for stuff.
Cool stuff. So it used to make mm-hmm. shower bases out of it. And basically terrazzo is what it's like chopped up rock mixed with concrete, right?
Exposed aggregate concrete that's usually polished to a high sheen. So anybody remembers going to the mall before they were tiled, those were typically terrazzo floors. They were mm-hmm. poured concrete, then ground and polished. So right. you put the aluminum dividers in to do your decorations and change colors and
right.
all gets polished down. Cool stuff.
So now they're making countertops out of it too. And you can buy pre-made tile with terrazzo. So they're starting to expand the uses of it and the colors are endless. Anything you can mix in the concrete, you can actually use. So it works pretty good. Do you have a question, mm-hmm. Robbie?
I was just going to say, I thought you were done with that segment. I okay. was going to say, I do have email.
Oh, okay. Well, you can do that too. So okay. anyway, with the terrazzo, they're bringing it back. It was out of favor with interior designers for a long time, and it is now starting to make its way back into the home.
And terrazzo, the only thing you're limited by is the aggregate that's available.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you get brown aggregates, gray, you know, whatever. You just need an aggregate that polishes down nicely.
Yes, yes. So you might want to look into it for your next countertop or your bathroom floor, your tile walls, something like that. It's an interesting new idea for it. It's just not for floors anymore. Yes, Robbie.
I need a song.
Oh, you need the song? Mm. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I should have been prepared for that, shouldn't I?
No.
No? No.
How would you know if you don't know?
Well, you said you wanted to do an email,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't. I didn't get prepared for that, but I can do it mm-hmm. right now. Let's see. Where is it? There it is. Okay, here we go.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Hi, Ron. I really enjoy listening to Mighty House. Would you be able to help me with this issue? I have exterior cement walls going down to my basement door. The one wall, which has a weep hole, was painted last summer, and now the paint is flaking off.
Mm-hmm.
Should I grind down and pressure wash that wall? And what type of paint would you recommend to repaint it with? UGL Extreme Dry Lock.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to explain that. Or one of those rubberized epoxy paints to hold the moisture from peeling the paint. The existing paint was for cement from Zinsser, supposed to be comparable to Ugly Dry Lock and hold up to 12 PC, psi of moisture. The landing is about 7 feet below grade, and the other side of the wall that is peeling is dirt and top layer of stone underneath the deck. Wow. That's all I have to say. That's so much information.
Yeah.
That I don't understand.
Okay.
Sonar, why do I even read the emails that I don't understand?
Imagine everything you could do with Flex Seal Liquid.
He was just waiting. He was waiting for that. So here's the problem. If you did not prep that concrete correctly in the first place and you put paint on it, whatever now you put over it is always going to keep failing because of the original coat that you put on there. So it's going to be tough. I don't know. You almost need to like grind that original paint back off, grind it all back down.
Or do a steam cleaner. Will the steam cleaner just get it right off? Because you know those steam cleaners, they'll do anything.
Yeah, it could. It could. But then you'd have to wait for that moisture content to dry down, you know, before you could do that. You could try a steamer on it. And the UGL, the dry lock.
Ugly.
Yeah, it works really
what
well.
What is UGL?
That's just the manufacturer.
Okay.
So, but dry lock is the product. And if you paint that on the concrete, that'll absorb into it, seal it up, and should stop the paint from peeling.
But you have to.
You're going to have to get rid of the old paint that isn't working.
Got it.
So how's that for a quick
answer? I like it.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
One of these days I'm going to get Mike to fix that. I keep forgetting. That isn't the phone number, but that's all right.
It's a phone number.
It
just
is.
Not the one.
It's not the right one. That's right.
It won't get you anywhere.
All right. We're broadcasting worldwide and live. MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And we are the official radio sponsor of this year's Custer Fair in Evanston. And we'll be broadcasting live, the station will, broadcasting live both days, brought to you in part by FNCU and the Firehouse Pete restaurant. Firehouse is excellent if you ever in the Evanston area. They've got some great food.
Absolutely. They'll be half a block away from where we're broadcasting.
Oh, yeah?
And we've got a prize wheel, so
what?
You can probably win a gift certificate to
there
said
you go.
Place.
Ooh, if you stop by.
Or I could send you the one I got from the state for $23.
Hey, there we go.
There you go. That's it. So that is the 16th, 17th?
Yep. Okay. It's Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend. There you go.
Or, yeah.
Okay, is there a place to pull a motorcycle up and park right next to the...
Maybe. You might be able to park behind Sketchbook. I don't know how the alleys are getting blocked.
Okay, do we know where our actual booth location
will absolutely,
be?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, where's our booth location?
Yeah, we'll be in between Sketchbook and Firehouse.
Okay.
So on they essentially closed down Chicago.
Chicago Avenue.
We'll be on the further the south side of the whole event. So the stage will be on one side. We're pretty much on the other.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah. So, but on that same strip, it's really neat. It's a good, I don't know, maybe 5-6 blocks that's all shut off. But there's face painting. There'll be jugglers. There's always
jugglers.
Jugglers.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and then there's all kinds of different things for kids, arts. I mean, it's
food.
Food, oh, plenty of food.
I mean,
heck, you want one of those? What are those? The fried Oreos? I think those are usually there.
Oh, deep fried Oreos.
Deep fried Oreos. I think are usually there. So yeah, it's pretty much everything a great block party should be.
Should have. All right, good. Excellent. Okay, so
yes,
I had a question for Robbie since she's our master gardener within the show.
But I will tell you that Mike Novak is now listening.
Oh, he is?
Yes. So just in case I can't answer, Mike can call in.
Oh, okay.
At 877-711-5611.
Then I have a complaint because I like to listen to Mike Novak on Sundays. And he said, wait till June 1st before you put in all your plants. You'll be safe. You don't have to worry about it. Oh, so yesterday morning, guess what I did? Guess what I did yesterday morning?
And today they're all dead.
I don't know. It's 50 degrees outside.
What did you put in?
All the tomatoes, the peppers.
At the office?
Yeah. Got everything planted in yesterday because it was nice and warm. Go back in the office. I come back out later, and it was freaking 50 degrees out.
Yeah.
55.
It dropped like 15 degrees.
And I'm thinking, first thing was, it's Mike Novak's fault. I did what I was told.
Mike, you better call right now.
Put it
right
in. June
I don't
1st.
Think the cold weather is going to hurt the leaves or the chill is going to hurt the leaves. It's, no. You got to wait till June to make sure the ground is warm.
Okay, but it's too cold out. The tomatoes don't like that colder weather, though, I thought. They like it when it's 70 and 80
right.
degrees. And so now I've got my fresh tomato plants out there that have been nice and warm in the building, and now they're outside in the cold.
I'm just wondering, did you harden them off?
Huh?
Put them out for a little, then in for a little, out for...
No, they came out from underneath the grow light and went in the ground.
Okay. I know...
You didn't acclimate them.
Thank you.
No, I didn't.
Acclimate them,
you probably scared
the
hell out of them.
That's right.
Stop it! Now, I haven't done that either, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Is harden them off. So you bring them out for a couple hours, put them back in, bring them out. You know what you're also supposed to do when you're growing things inside?
What?
Is run your hand through the leaves to simulate the wind outside.
Oh. I heard you put a fan on them and just let the fan blow.
Yes. Same diff. So they get strong. Thank you, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike Novak.
Is he there or not?
He is.
Are we there? Are you
hello,
up
Mike?
Mike.
Yes. I
followed your rules to the letter. To the letter.
You're right.
Yeah. And as soon as I got done, it went from 70 degrees to 50 outside.
Well, thanks, Ron.
I know. Hey, welcome to Chicago.
You're not answering his question.
What do I do?
By taking...
Well, actually, Robbie, you asked the right question. Are they dead? Well, and you get home, no. If you get down to 50, your plants are not going to, they're not thrilled to be in 50-degree weather, but they're probably going to be fine and survive, and it's only one night. And if you had really been that concerned about them, you could have gone put a little plastic over them or something like that, but... You know, 55 degrees, they're going to be fine. I mean, what did it actually get down to last night, you know?
I think it was 48 in Glenview.
It was like 32 degrees in Chicago.
No, not that bad.
No.
So.
No, it wasn't.
Mike, you know my.
48, though, yeah, that's a little tricky. That's
you're getting
you
there.
You know, this is why folks are, you know, I don't know how to explain why we got 48. That's why I'm going to talk to Rick DeMaio when he's on our show tomorrow and say, dude, what's up?
You're right.
Mike, we got to wrap this up. Can you tell us who you are, like, in 2 seconds?
No.
Okay.
I can't. No.
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
True story.
This is myself. I'm Smile, 9 to 11 a.m. on 1590 WCGO Chicago Smart Talk. How's that?
Excellent. Perfect. Thanks, Mike.
Well done.
I'll be listening tomorrow. All right,
bye.
Can you tell us? No.
No, he won't. He can't do it. All right, we got to get out of here. Gina Woods and Open Road Radio will be up in an hour.
Open Road Road.
And then 312 Sports is on later today. Then tomorrow, Mike Jackson Outdoors, followed by Mike Novak with Peggy Malecki. And that's on from 7 to 9, Mike Jackson. 9 to 11 is Mike Novak. Richie Z is coming on at noon, and then Playtime with Bill Turk and Kerry Kendall is on from 1 to 3. That's the weekend lineup we got rolling here. Podcasts and previous shows, I'll get all this caught up. I didn't do last week, so I've got 2 weeks' worth of shows to do now, including posting the videos on YouTube. So if you missed the tip of the week or Clutter Clarity, we're putting those on YouTube now.
I'll give you the whole thing if you want it.
Oh, great. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I can start cutting that up then, too, right? That'll work. Next week, I don't know. I don't think I figured out who's coming on next week. We'll figure it out. Anti-Robbie's going to be in for sure. So we'll be talking plumbing, I would bet. So, and thanks to Elliot Richardson from the SBAC, SBACIL.org for more information. And how much time we got left there now?
About 60.
We got a whole minute left. I went way too fast.
Yes, that's a lot of time, actually.
It went way too fast.
Well, Randall and I will be here next
week. So, who do we have for guests next week? I don't remember.
I didn't write it down. I forgot.
Next week, I will be organizing in Florida.
Yeah, organizing in Florida.
If you have a summer home or a winter home and you need help organizing it, Robbie@mightyhouse.net.
All right. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.